Jr. is the guy who's speaking out in public. He had a lot to say this weekend, so we have a lot to play for you. It's 6 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The attorneys general of D.C. and Maryland are suing President Trump today, accusing him of violating constitutional provisions aimed at preventing conflicts of interest. The Washington Post reports this is the lawsuit to be filed by Maryland's Brian Frosch and D.C.'s Carl Racine, both elected Democrats, allege that the president has violated anti-corruption clauses in the Constitution by accepting millions in payments and benefits from foreign governments since moving into the White House. The nation's attorney general is preparing to face the Senate Intelligence Committee, but it's unclear yet if Jeff Sessions will testify in open session.
Lawmakers have been clamoring for weeks to question him on everything from the firing of FBI Director James Comey to any undisclosed contacts that Sessions might have had with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. And while Sessions has recused himself from the broader FBI probe into Russian interference in the 2016 election, members of the Intel Committee say they still want to hear from Sessions and have him respond to some of Comey's revelations from last week.
Correspondent Laura Jarrett. The eyes of the nation will be on Virginia tomorrow as it decides on Republican and Democratic nominees for governor.
On the Republican side, there are two candidates looking up at RNC Chairman Ed Gillespie, State Senator Frank Wagner.
Gillespie made a fortune lobbying, and I guess that's a business up in D.C., trading government influence. Corey's a lawyer, but I started a ship repair company by myself and built it up to 100 people.
Prince William Board of Supervisors Chairman Corey Stewart, who says Gillespie had his chance in the Senate race 3 years ago.
We won statewide elections in Illinois, Massachusetts, and Maryland, and we lost in Virginia with Ed Gillespie as our candidate.
Both on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall, the Democratic side looks a bit tighter between Ralph Northam and Tom Perriello. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro's Safe Track is scheduled to end June 25th. And transit agency leaders are now talking about what comes next.
To avoid a Safe Track 2.0, Metro will be doing more preventative maintenance during overnight hours and will make its capital program more robust by replacing train and rail parts as they age out. Metro's Assistant General Manager of Rail, Andy Off, says they'll also
maximize every weekend and have one work zone on each line with no more than one shutdown.
Board member Michael Goldman's concerned.
We're just going to continue this pattern of putting the burden on the weekend rider.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
If you're driving down to the National Mall, here's a heads up. You now have to pay to park.
Starting today, if you're parked at a meter along the National Mall between 7 a.m. and 8 p.m., you must pay for it.
The best way to avoid a ticket is to make sure that you feed the meter, pay your parking, and be aware that there is a three-hour time limit and you won't be able to extend.
Michael Litteris is with the National Park Service.
We started the public awareness process about 6 weeks or so ago, so hopefully we've given people plenty of notification and time to be prepared.
It'll cost you $2 an hour to park every day except Christmas. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Today marks day 6 of the Bill Cosby sexual assault trial as the focus now moves to the defense.
It's not clear how the defense will proceed. When they cross-examined prosecution witnesses, they tried casting doubt on Andrea Constand's credibility, suggesting that she and Cosby had a romantic relationship and that she's motivated by greed. Cosby's spokesman said they haven't ruled out the possibility of putting the 79-year-old on the stand.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum checking your money. The Dow opens today at 21,272. The Nasdaq at 6208. Sports: the Nationals offense can't help Max Scherzer as the Nats fall to the Rangers. The O's lose to the Yankees again. WMDA, the Mystics beat Indiana. And the Penguins finish off the Predators to win the Stanley Cup. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
No matter where you are.
This morning on 270 South.
No matter where you're headed.
Virginia heads up on 95.
We've got you covered.
Eastbound into the district. Here's what you need to know.
Depend on Jamie Witten traffic.
We are jammed.
Mornings on WMAL.
Dave Snell for Snell Heating and Air.
The ancient Greeks considered the number 7 to be the perfect number. You've got 7 hills of Rome, 7 seas, 7 wonders of the world. And just the way it looks standing there at an angle with that casual lean all, yo, check it, I'm lucky 7. But at Snell Heating and Air, we've latched on to 777 because we can't get enough of those lucky numbers. The 777 means my stand-up guys guys are working for you 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. Now, a lot of companies charge extra for overtime and weekend work, but not Snell. 777 is your lucky combination for Snell's outstanding service, our expertise, and hours that work for your schedule at the same low rate. So when you call my stand-up guys for service or repair, you know it's going to be your lucky day.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air. And on the web at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, heading into town, getting the all clear at the 6 o'clock hour. 295, DDOT and Cruz tell me lanes reopen. It was the overnight work zone, late to clear. As you head north past the Naval Research Lab and up toward Malcolm X and Suitland Parkway, it's been wrapped up, but still I'm looking at delays as you merge off of the Beltway to go north on 295. So a little while to clear that out. No problems to report currently. Southeast Southwest Freeway over the Anacostia crossings. You're checking out just fine. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50 off to a good run. 66 just starting to see some volume coming in from the west. And a Metro Rail, just a reminder, they had a switch problem as we've got out of the gate this morning. Switch problem outside of Glenmont now resolved, but red line delays continue toward Shady Grove. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Must hit 95 to get a record today. We didn't get one yesterday, and I'm not quite sure we'll get there today. 95 degrees is the record high temperature. The forecast high with sunshine is 93. Air quality alert in effect. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Woodbridge, 67 in Silver Spring, 76 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. British Prime Minister Theresa May turns to Parliament in search of a lifeline. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning, 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Yeah, it's Monday morning. Sorry about that. You got to get up, do your thing. It is coming up at 6:35, Bradley Miles. He is the CEO of Polaris, and they're a group that helps victims of human trafficking. He's got some shocking statistics of human trafficking right in our own area. At 7:05, legal analyst Joe DeGeneva is with us. We have a couple of things to discuss with him regarding James Comey's testimony and some other developments. And at 7:35, Richard Miniter, he is a terrorism and national security expert. He's also the CEO of the American Media Institute, and he will update us on Qatar. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnese. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. So, the President of the United States has been, you know, intermittently noisy about James Comey, but hasn't given us a tremendous amount of answers. He did a quick Rose Garden press conference last week in which he denied some of the allegations, said that some of the things that James Comey said were not true. I want to point out the distinction there. He said that things were not true that came out of James Comey's mouth. What he didn't say was he lied, although the press at large has written, President Trump says James Comey lied. He may be saying that, but there's a difference between an untruth and a lie in terms of the intentionality. And we're getting now more information out of the Trump family because Donald Trump Jr. went on Justice Jeanine Pirro's show, Judge Jeanine Pirro's show, over the weekend on Saturday on Fox News. And Donald Trump Jr., to this point, I mean, he'll tweet occasionally, but it's nice to finally see him in public and on the air, because he had a couple things to say. He wanted to get a bunch off his chest about this James Comey hearing. And let's hear, first of all, his initial reaction to the hearing with James Comey that we saw last week. This is Donald Trump Jr.
You know, when I see what's going on right now, when I see what went on for 10 months with the Russia nonsense and the smear, and then we see what happens on Thursday, it's like, Give me a break. I mean, they're literally spent 10 months chasing a rabbit down a hole with essentially the sole purpose to try to take down my father. We were vindicated. I mean, totally.
Why do you say you were vindicated?
Look, I think it's clear that, everything that went on in the Comey testimony was basically ridiculous. They're saying, hey, he never asked me to stop a Russia investigation. When I hear the Flynn comments, you and I both know my father a long time.
Well,
when he tells you to do something,
yes.
Guess what? There's no ambiguity in it. There's no, hey, I'm hoping. You and I are friends. Hey, I hope this happens, but you got to do your job. That's what he told Comey. And for this guy as a politician to then go back and write a memo, oh, he felt so threatened, but he didn't do anything.
By the way, I love how much he sounds like his father. Like, you can definitely, you feel, he speaks in fragments a little bit. He's like, and then he didn't do anything. Anyway, so that whole thing, Mary, where he's like, hey, my dad, you know, the president of the United States, when he wants something, he makes it very clear what he wants. He declares it. He doesn't speak in half measures. So therefore, this is all a bunch of nonsense, saying that him hoping for Mike Flynn to have his case come out clear is not the way that his father would handle demanding the end of an investigation.
See, and I read that totally differently. I read what he said as, if my father wants you to do something, he tells you.
Yes.
So he was not ordering Flynn to do this. He was just saying, look, I hope that you could see, but, you know, you do your job. So I saw it a little bit differently. Like, I could see where Donald Trump could say, hey, I hope this happens, but you've got to do your job. It's exactly what he said. Hey, I hope this happens,
right,
but you got to do your job. That's what he told Comey. So I didn't see this at all. And maybe it's because I view it through my lens. You know, I didn't see what the media is saying, that, oh, he contradicted his father. I don't think he contradicted his father at all. I think what he was saying is, if my father wants you to do something, he flat out tells you to do it. That's not what happened here.
Yeah, the press has just gotten this thing all twisted up because, in general, they take implication to be assertion. So it's like, you know, you could definitely construe what President Trump said, according to James Comey, as being, hey, I'd really like you to drop this thing, hopefully. You know, a gangster's plea, for instance. Like, I hope nothing happens to your family, you know? I mean, it's just like, you could take it that way. But the obligation of the press is not to take it that way without getting some substantiation for it. At this point, who would know the answer to that? Well, President Trump would. Has he said that he's done that? No. So we just got to believe somebody who has an impression, which is James Comey. And you mentioned, you know, this is Donald Trump Jr. explaining, look, my father doesn't speak like that. He's not ambiguous when he wants something. He's clear about what he wants. So if he's going to say it, he'll say it outright.
What we do know, though, is that Loretta Lynch absolutely told James Comey to do something. She used the FBI as an arm of Hillary Clinton's campaign, because now they're the Federal Bureau of Matters. Because they're not the Federal Bureau, because it wasn't an investigation, it was a matter. And he absolutely said, even though he was concerned about what she did, had to say to him, he did it. He didn't go back and write a memo. We do know that Loretta Lynch flat out came out and told him to change the way in which they publicly spoke about the Hillary Clinton investigation. And he did it.
He did do it.
There was no ambiguity, period, whatsoever. End of story. That's not being covered.
So let's check back in with Donald Trump Jr. talking about a highlight that he thought he heard in the hearing. Check this out.
Marco Rubio hit it best.
Yeah.
Honestly, he said, of all the things that were leaked, the only thing that wasn't leaked was that Trump was never under investigation because there's nothing there.
Right.
How come that's not leaked?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Let's talk about the leak.
It's pretty scary when you think about it. The only thing that's out there basically totally vindicating Trump from a 10-month witch hunt, that never makes it anywhere.
No.
I mean, I think his divisiveness,
mm-hmm.
the way he handled things, everything that leads up to this that we've seen over the last few months, and now what we know about how he handled the Loretta Lynch thing, explains perfectly why he should totally be fired.
Additionally, he said, let's go to Cut 12, Mike. This is Donald Trump Jr. on James Comey on whether or not he considers him to be honest.
I mean, if the head of the FBI is saying, then he's saying, well, if I was a stronger individual, I may.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
You're the head of the FBI.
Yeah, worried
You're
about
not
Loretta
some
Lynch.
Baby
well, wait a
pretending.
Minute.
Like, does anyone believe this? I mean, and if he is, he's that guy. Like, he's not strong enough to say something that he believes is right, that he goes and runs a memo, then he leaks it to the New York Times. I mean, I can't imagine anyone actually believing that that happened.
And calling your dad a liar.
Listen, I think he's proven himself to be a liar in all of this. I think he's proven himself to be a dishonest man of bad character.
There's only one person who's come on stronger than Donald Trump Jr., and that's Joe DiGenova. Joe, by the way, will be here at 7:05 to talk about this. But no, the two strongest people right now against James Comey, Joe DiGenova and Donald Trump Jr.
Very, very true.
Very strong. 6:15 now on WMAL. It's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Better news on Metrorail. They had a switch problem earlier this morning that affected the red line. It's been resolved. And just getting word that it's back to normal service. They're saying no delays on the red line toward Shady Grove anymore. We are still under Safe Track Surge 15, but just for a few more days through the 15th of this month. On the Beltway, we look good. Virginia and Maryland. Virginia, Interstate 95 North. There we go. Stop and go through Stafford. And again, a little bit of volume up toward the Occoquan. 66, we're getting bunched up in Manassas. And for 270, the same drill in the normal slowdowns through Urbana and Hyattstown. We're with you this morning, but it's just the volume. Once you get beyond 109, wide open. Germantown, Gaithersburg, Rockville, loving it. Down to the Lane Divide. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today you got a good deal of sunshine, a high of 93 degrees. We'll see if we can touch that record, which is 95. Tonight, mainly clear, a low of 74. And then tomorrow, we'll start with some clouds and sunshine, and we'll move into more clouds later in the day with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible and a high of 94 degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, 76. It's 6:16 on WMAL.
What's rich in protein, has no fat or cholesterol, and half the calories of whole eggs? All whites. 100% real liquid egg whites. That's what. Energy for every day. Great in omelets or your favorite recipes. Look for the green All Whites carton in most major grocers.
A lot of millennials in the news. And not necessarily for good reason.
When are they ever in the news for good reason?
No, sometimes I think there are. I think millennials have a bad rap to a certain degree. I think they're, listen, stereotypes are based in reality for the most part. There's a reason why stereotypes exist. But there was a poll done by Pew, and Pew found that the majority of young workers, millennials, said they want to be the boss someday, or they felt they already were the boss. And the other thing that they found out is that millennials want to feel that what they're doing serves a higher purpose. So a company needs to pitch, you know, the good that they do. They have to feel that there's a good reason for them taking a job with this company. It has to all, you know, the social justice warrior thing really is part of the millennial generation. They've been indoctrinated very well into this whole social justice. I'm going to be a warrior, that kind of thing.
Where you get to the point where putting a picture up on your Facebook is enough to have helped a cause.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we all change our profile pictures every time there's a terror attack.
Of course.
Well, so they say it's no coincidence that three of the highest profile leakers in recent years, Chelsea Manning, Edward Snowden, and now reality winner, were born between 1983 and 1993.
Interesting.
They belong to a generation that has to prove their trustworthiness through service. That's how they feel, and they feel that it's no coincidence that they feel that they have to. It's their social duty to leak things that they think are wrong. They're serving a higher cause. That's what they're doing. This idea of loyalty to the job, loyalty to the person who is employing you, loyalty to the government, contracts be damned, oaths be damned, all that stuff. They have that idea of like, well, it was for the greater good. They're good little socialists. It's for the greater good. And so that's why we're seeing so many of them. And, you know, we know that a reality winner joined the Air Force after high school. She trained to be a linguist. She wound up coming out of the Air Force after she was discharged knowing she could speak Pashto, Farsi, and Dari. And she had a security clearance from her job as a cryptologic language analyst. And then she went on to go to Pluribus International, and she made about 70, well, analysts there make about 70,000 a year. We don't know how much she made, but that's about twice the average for workers without college degrees.
Right. Pretty good.
And she did not have a college degree because she went into the Air Force after high school. So she was doing well for herself.
She also mastered in liberal phraseology, things like being white is terrorism, stuff that she tweeted.
Exactly, which made us all question how she even kept her security clearance, but apparently she did. But there's loyalty used to be a two-way street, employee loyalty. Like, I'll be loyal to you, you'll be loyal to me. But for millennials, it's a one-way street. And companies now are investing less in workers. So the workers say, well, I don't owe you anything. And I get that. I totally understand that. They feel that this idea, listen, my grandfather's generation, you worked at that job forever. You never left. You retired. You got a gold watch after, you know, 30, 35, 40 years in the same job. My generation, not so much. I've changed jobs quite a bit. My father would always be like, I don't understand why you can't keep a job. I'm like, you don't get it. It's not a matter. You got to move. Now for millennials, a lot of them hold very temporary jobs or not even considered employees because nobody wants to pay them for health care. Nobody wants to pay their health care. So a lot of times they're not even considered employees. They have no benefits. They don't put a lot into them. There's not a lot of training. There's not a lot of promotion. So they don't feel that loyalty to the employer anymore. And we're starting to see that with these leaks. It's a very interesting phenomenon.
It's got to be some combination of things. I think, as you mentioned, longevity at a job, developing a loyalty to that job. Certainly respect for institutions, I think, is different these days and lower. Just people having a sense that they have, you know, respect your elders, a sense of duty and dignity and honor. That's all changing. Certainly the notion that there are greater goods than your loyalty to your company, therefore you need to transcend those. You need to be leaking. And also just the sheer digital impact of all of this. Think about it. Young people probably more inclined to figure out how to artfully sneak out some content and leak it and get their name or get their influence, at least, in the news. So some confluence of all of these things has led to some of the recent most prolific, most devastating leakers in the U.S.'s history, all being millennials, young people, who are just like, I'm going to take advantage of the position I have, and I'm going to share things for the greater good. Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned this. This is the social justice warrior impulse that is now prevalent inside of our government.
And apparently they also don't watch the news because Reality Winner didn't realize that she's on the phone. They record those conversations.
Yeah.
So she did tell her mother that she was going to play up the pretty white and cute card to avoid jail time. And I'm going to cry and all. And she also told her mom that she won't tell the media that I'm afraid for my life. Play up that angle. And her mom did. So
we'll never hear about that conversation. Good job, Reality.
Yeah.
622 on WMAL.
This radio show is sponsored by Qualcomm, part of the daily lives of billions of people and businesses around the world. They're not the name you think of when you think of smartphones, but they invented the smart behind every phone you can think of. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
They say you should buy a new mattress every 8 to 10 years. And my hubby and I have been ignoring that valley that eventually forms in ours for far too long. So we finally broke down and we decided to replace it. So we cleared out a Saturday afternoon because we figured it would be a long thing. We went to Mattress Warehouse, and that is where we met Roy, who just became our mattress angel. He introduced us to something called Bed Match. Roy had us enter some information into a computer, and then you lay down on this special mattress. And he has you change your positions to a couple times, and within 3 minutes, the computer had calculated our pressure points, our sleeping positions, and our weight distribution, and it gave us a list of 6 mattresses that were the best suited for us. And instead of 3 hours, 3 minutes. We didn't have to spend the afternoon trying out every mattress in the store. With our mattress angel, Roy, and the science behind Bed Match, we found the perfect mattress. Whatever your needs or your price range, you can find your match at Mattress Warehouse. So if it's time to replace your mattress, go to Mattress Warehouse, where they use science, not pressure, to match you with your perfect mattress. To find a Mattress Warehouse near you, just go to sleephappens.com. That's sleephappens.com for Mattress Warehouse.
Chris Plant here. If you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to advance their left-wing agenda, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to mrcsticker.com right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is mrcsticker.com, and the bumper sticker is free. mrcsticker.com for your free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker.
Should liberal cities like Charlottesville and Richmond be allowed to destroy historical monuments honoring Confederate soldiers like Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Ed Gillespie says that's okay. Gillespie told the Washington Post he opposes a law protecting these monuments. That's no surprise. It's part of a pattern with Gillespie. Gillespie lobbied for a legal alien amnesty and said he would veto a ban on late-term abortions. Ed Gillespie is a K Street insider lobbyist who stands for nothing, lost to Mark Warner 3 years ago, and will lose again in November. The conservative choice? Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. A solid record. More jobs. Stable taxes. Stand up to illegal immigration. Fight political correctness. Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for governor.
I'm Corey Stewart, and I approve this ad.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Monday morning, we're ready. Around the Beltway, sure doing well here through Annandale and Tysons, Legion Bridge, crossing the Wilson Bridge. I'm not seeing much of any backups. Top side of the Beltway, though, College Park and around to Silver Spring. Yep, below speed, but nothing reported along the way. 270, normal slowdowns as well as you push southbound through Urbana and Hyattstown. So just be ready for that. Let's get you Virginia in from the west. Through Manassas seems to be about the slowest stretch. 28 looks very slow here northbound as you're trying to work up toward the Beltway. We always have the signal light delays, but this morning past Yorkshire Lane, watch for the extra slowdowns. Had a report of a broken down before you get to Compton Road causing those unexpected delays there. 295 north coming off the Beltway toward the Naval Research Lab. Open now. The milling and paving project from overnight has been wrapped up and no more delays. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter the promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cranking up the heat once again. Another hot day coming in today. We'll get close to the record. We might get there. 95 is the record. Forecast high 93. Plenty of hazy sunshine. Air quality alert in effect. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently Reagan National, 76 degrees, 627 on WMAL.
Well, Nancy Pelosi had somewhat of a bad day on Friday, which means it's fun for us. Here's how Nancy Pelosi ended her day on Friday.
I spoke with the speaker a couple of days ago, about, I don't know, just last Friday. What is today? Today Friday again? Is there a fan?
Yeah, so it's today Friday again. That's how she ended her day. Her day started on Morning Joe.
Yes.
Where she had some advice for President Trump and said, you know, he needs to get some sleep. He should get some sleep. Go to sleep. Bring yourself to a place where your synapses are working. So that's how she started. She said she was concerned about his fitness for office. His family should be concerned about his health. But then in her weekly address on Friday to the press, she several times referred to President Trump as President Bush, President Bush, and she kept going on. Finally, an aide comes out from the sidelines and kind of scoots out there, hands her a piece of paper, and she reads it and she goes, oh, did I say President Bush? President Trump, and then she just stood there, just totally stunned. The typical Nancy Pelosi deer in the headlights look. This is after saying that President Trump may have some mental issues. Then she went on, she apologized for saying President Bush, and then she ended it all up with her, what day is it today? Is it Friday again? I don't know.
If you're going to attack somebody's mental acuity, you better drink your Red Bull beforehand.
Exactly.
628 now on WMAL.
If online dating is turning you off, let us introduce you to It's Just Lunch, the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for professional singles.
Getting to know my clients is the most important part of what we do and why we're so successful.
Let someone else do the legwork. All you have to do is show up and have a great time.
We bring a more successful way of dating to the table.
And to celebrate making sparks fly for over a quarter of a century, new IJL members will receive a special offer during the month of June. Call or text 202-466-6699.
Make a memory with family and friends this summer as Ricky Fowler, defending champion Billy Hurley, and the PGA Tour's rising stars take on TPC Potomac June 26th through July 2nd. Declare your day at the Quicken Loans National, a summertime event that brings you close to the action with various ticket options, including new reserve stadium seats. Tickets for the Quicken Loans National start at just $20 with complimentary admission for kids 12 and under. Buy today at QLNational.com. That's QLNational.com.
I have failed at very few things.
And I'm afraid.
Marcus Lemonis.
I didn't come here to give you a rose. I came here to give you a reality check. You guys are essentially out of business right now.
The Turnaround King is back.
You're a powerful man, and that is not an easy thing to work with.
I think you're going to be surprised. The risk is high, but if it works, the payoff is huge.
I want to thank y'all because my life is riding on this.
Thank you so much.
Let's go to work.
The Prophet, all new Tuesdays at 10. CNBC. Get yours.
Sex trafficking, a growing concern in this area. We'll talk to somebody who knows a lot about it coming up next. But right now, WMAL News.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The attorneys general of Maryland and D.C. plan to file what they call a major lawsuit today against President Trump. The Washington Post reports the lawsuit will claim, quote, unprecedented constitutional violations by the president by his accepting millions of dollars from foreign governments since moving into the White House. Maryland's Brian Frosch and D.C.'s Carl Racine, both elected Democrats, will argue that Mr. Trump has broken many promises to keep separate his public duties and private business interests. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has offered to testify tomorrow before the Senate Intelligence Committee in the Russian investigation. Sessions is also likely to face questions about fired FBI Director James Comey.
We know that Comey has said he believes he was fired because of his handling of the Russia investigation. Sessions was supposed to have recused himself from the Russia investigation. So that is just one of many questions we expect congressional investigators to have for the attorney general. But the main question right now is when he'll testify and whether we'll be able to watch it.
Correspondent Athena Jones. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is marking an important anniversary today. It was 50 years ago today that the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a Virginia law banning interracial marriage. The governor today will dedicate an historical marker in Richmond commemorating the anniversary and the Virginia couple whose marriage landed them in jail, but whose legal fight then resulted in that Supreme Court ruling. And Puerto Rico's governor is vowing to turn the U.S. territory into the 51st state after a weekend statehood vote. The governor says he'll soon create a commission to appoint 2 senators and 5 representatives to demand statehood. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 21,272. The Nasdaq at 6208. Sports, the Nationals get swept by Texas. The Orioles are swept by the Yankees. WNBA, the Mystics win again. And the Penguins win the Stanley Cup. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
So Father's Day celebrations are right around the corner, right? But how's your house looking? Are your carpets clean, or do you feel embarrassment when people see all the dirt, mud, and traffic marks, or smell bad odors? Larry O'Connor here, and I have the easy solution. Just call Zero Res. Zero Res, they're the company I use to have my carpets and couches deep cleaned, left looking brand new and smelling fresh again. Zero Res is the best. I can't recommend them enough. Zero Res brings all their own equipment, including their empowered water system, and it's a clean that dries in just a few hours. Zero Res is locally owned and operated by Lindsay and Louis Padilla. They're great. I know them, and I promise you they care about customer delight. They've just given me a special offer for WMAO listeners, a carpet cleaning for just $54 per room, plus for a limited time, get 50% off any upholstery cleaning. Minimums apply. Don't wait. Book now. Call 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. One more time. 703-382-1221 or online at zeroresdc.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Matt Kemp.
And it's in the Braves bullpen by Matt Kemp.
When Freeman went down, Matt picked up the slack. Steven Strasburg.
Swing and a miss.
When the Nats needed a win, he went upstairs. A pickup artist versus the strikeout artist. Complete game. Nationals, Braves. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Messen.
Hey, baseball, great.
Live Casino and Hotel is giving away 5 Teslas to celebrate our 5th anniversary. Win your share of over $300,000 in prizes, including a new Tesla Model X, S, or 3. 25 winners every Friday in June. Drawing 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Celebrate 5 years of nonstop entertainment, gaming, and nightlife at Live Casino and Hotel and drive away in a Tesla. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
I'm Joe Hadid, and we want to make your home a cleaner and healthier place to live.
Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
6:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, stalled truck stalling our commute a bit here through Manassas Park, so a little extra pressure. Northbound 28 before you get to Compton Road where you lose a lane. Once up onto 66, if you're joining on from Centerville, first set of delays you'll have right near the Fairfax County Parkway toward Nutley Street. Also, we have the volume through Manassas as expected this time of the morning. The normal typical delays here, Virginia through Aquia, again, as you head toward the Occoquan. Pretty good shape still to the Wilson Bridge. Heaviest Maryland Beltway delay that I'm seeing is leaving 95, right as you merge off of 95 and around to George Avenue. In the Chevy Chase area, crash reported Jones Mill Road at East-West Highway 410. On the other side, it's Beach Drive. So right in that stretch, we do have fire and rescue units responding, so be careful. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got to get to 95 today to get a record. Good deal sunshine, though, is expected. Start in the 70s, wrap it up at 93, so we may get there. There is an air quality alert in effect. Clear and warm tonight, 74. Late day showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Woodbridge, 67 and only 74 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Morning, 6:37 now on WMAL. Coming up, Joe DeGeneva is going to join us at 7:05 to discuss all the legal happenings of the past weekend and week. James Comey, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Joe DeGeneva, you're going to love it. 7:35, Richard Minniter. He's a terror and national security expert here to talk about Qatar. That's all ahead. My name is Vince Colonnais. I'm here with Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Want to take a turn here and speak about something very serious that I was very shocked when I saw the numbers. I had no idea this was going on in our area. And it's human trafficking. And you'd be surprised at the numbers. Joining us right now is Bradley Miles. He is the CEO of a group called Polaris. And one of the things that they do is they run the National Human Trafficking Hotline. Bradley, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great.
You know, I was shocked when I saw this number that that your hotline received reports of over almost 400 cases of human trafficking in this region, the D.C., Maryland, or Virginia region, last year in 2016 alone, almost 400 cases. That to me was shocking because when I thought about it, I thought, wow, I wonder how, those are just the calls you received. How many more people haven't said anything. So to me, that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's just what you're seeing. How much more? What do you think the true number is in this area?
I mean, I think you said it. I think we're only hitting the tip of the iceberg. I mean, when you look at the number of different types of trafficking that happen in the area, people forced into the sex trade, people forced into different types of labor against their will. The issue is much bigger than people realize. But when Polaris, we're a group that does this full time, we have staff on the hotline 24/7. We're seeing these cases, and these are things that exist in the shadows, but it's real, and we're an organization that can tell you it's real.
The calls you get, are these from people who are in bondage at this point, you know, who are victims of sex trafficking, or are these from people mostly who have seen something and said, you know what, I think there's something going on next door?
It's both. The calls that we really value are the calls that come directly from the victim. When they're within the situation, they're trying to signal that they need help. They're using their cell phone, they're texting, they're calling, and they're trying to get out. So it might be a nanny held in a home. It might be a child held under the control of a pimp in a hotel room somewhere. But we get those calls, and we do what we can to get those people out. And then we get calls from community members reporting tips who say, you know, I saw something weird when I was getting my nails done, or at a restaurant, or with this late night janitor at my office building, and something seemed weird. So we get calls from the community with tips. We get calls directly from survivors, sometimes from family members of survivors. But that's why we exist, is to take those calls 24/7 and to be there to respond, and then to connect to law enforcement and to service providers.
Bradley, when we hear a phrase like sex trafficking, nobody, of course, is for that. And our response is often emotional and quick. And this is the kind of thing that nobody wants to see happen. But whenever I hear about sex trafficking, I never have a real sense of what the scale of the problem actually is in the United States. It seems like in America, how could you have slavery, forced sex slaves, forced work, you know, labor slavery, any of this? It just seems almost impossible that it exists with any prevalence in the United States. But you're contesting that that's not true, that there is an actual presence of somehow modern-day slavery within the U.S.?
Absolutely. I mean, we've been doing this work since 2002. And, you know, I get called out by the police to respond to different cases. And ask the local cops, they'll tell you this is happening. It's very, very real. Polaris, over a 10-year period, we've worked on 35,000 cases of human trafficking in the United States. And this isn't something that's only happening in Cambodia or overseas. It's happening here. It's happening in the DMV. It's happening. We've gotten reports from all 50 states. So it is real. And I think people have to understand that there is a kind of a shadow industry that exists in America that they may not encounter. But it's there nonetheless. So it's absolutely real.
So let's give me the Cliff Notes version. What is the dominant form of trafficking that's going on in the United States, and how is that happening?
Yeah, I'd say the dominant version is domestic sex trafficking on the sex trafficking side. It's mostly vulnerable kids who either grew up in foster care, or they grew up because they're removed from the home because of abuse. And then some pimp decided, I'm going to try to take advantage of those kids, and I'm going to try to recruit them from the foster care home. I'm going to try to recruit them from, you know, runaway homeless youth status on the street, and then befriend them and take advantage of them, maybe pose as a boyfriend, win their trust, and then begin forcing them into the sex trade, post them on a website called Backpage.com, which is an online site that has classified ads but also has sex ads. And then they begin meeting customers in hotel rooms.
But this is domestic. These kids are domestic. So the pimp in this case, or the kids from the same, they're all from around the same community.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, these are U.S. citizen kids who are vulnerable because of growing up with abuse or growing up and having run away from home, and then usually domestic pimp. That's a sex trafficking piece. On the labor trafficking piece, we see it happening of foreign national immigrants in agriculture. We see it happening with people abusing their nanny or their person helping them out with their kids in their home, like a domestic servitude situation. And we've actually documented a report of 25 major types of trafficking in modern-day America based on the 35,000 cases that we've worked on.
Does Polaris take up a position at all on illegal immigration? Because that seems like sort of the basis by which many of these, like, in-home help come from. People who are illegal, who come, and they're helping in the United States, but they're not being paid a living wage in many cases because we have a system whereby illegal immigrants can come into the United States, and the less they're on the books, the better.
Well, we're still in the process of learning about what our position will be. I mean, we're trying to see what the cases tell us. I mean, one of the things that we're very shocked by is it's not just illegal immigration of undocumented folks, but it's also legal immigration, where there are traffickers using legitimate visas, the H-2B visa, the H-2A visa, to bring workers in so that the workers come in completely legally. And they try to make it as the traffickers try to make it as legit as possible, and then when they get here, they force the workers to work while they're on the legitimate visa. So we're trying to sort through what the balance is between undocumented workers getting trafficked and legitimate people on actual visas that are also getting trafficked, and that's something that's a myth out there, that only victims are undocumented. We're seeing their legitimate visas too.
And I just want to get out there, as we're running out of time here, that the first annual Freedom Happens Now 5K will take place at Tyson's Corner Center Plaza, right off the Silver Metro line. It's Saturday, June 24th. It starts at 8 a.m. and funds raised during the race will help Polaris's operation of the National Human Trafficking Hotline. Bradley Miles, CEO of Polaris, thank you so much for joining us. It is now 6:44 on WMAL.
Clients in Chicago, but you're based in LA? With GoToMeeting, you can meet like you're there even when you're miles apart. GoToMeeting's one-click access, HD live webcam, and screen sharing capabilities will help you meet with success no matter where you are. Start free.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash. Well, now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber is the ultimate side hustle because it's a totally flexible way to earn. Turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours, drive with Uber and you're your own boss. Plus, with Uber's Instant Pay, you can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
We designed the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors to deliver strength, comfort, and superior versatility. Because we know the reason you put so much into your yard is because you get so much out of it. This is Strongsville, where lawns come to life. And it all starts with your local independent dealer, where right now, during Cub Cadet Days, exceptional financing offers are available. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your independent dealer and take an award-winning XT Enduro Series tractor for a test drive today. Offer subject to credit approval. Some restrictions apply. See store associate for details.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, we're trying to get into this Monday morning commute. A couple of stalled vehicles. That's the problem right now. DC 295 southbound as you come up to Benning Road. This one stopped in the right lane, so you don't want to get caught off guard. Start working to the left if you're coming southbound, again, 295 toward Benning Road. Out of Manassas Park, it was the broken down dump truck northbound 28 before you get to Compton Road. 66, here we come, the volume through Manassas. Again, as you head past the Fairfax County Parkway to Nutley Street, but 66 currently, nothing reported along the way. 214 Central Avenue, I'm getting initial reports of an incident just inside the Beltway. So if you're heading 214, again, inbound inside the Beltway, cruiser responding to the incident. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cranking up the heat once again. Another hot day coming in today. We'll get close to the record. We might get there. 95 is the record. Forecast high 93. Plenty of hazy sunshine. Air quality alert in effect. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now at Reagan's National, 76 degrees, 647 on WMAL.
And President Trump making some appearances this weekend. He was at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. And on Friday, there was an eighth grade party there, eighth grade graduation party at the Trump National Golf Course. And the children from Far Hills Country Day School were treated to an appearance by the president. One student put up an Instagram photo, said the president showed up to our grad party. Just another run-of-the-mill day.
That's a pretty good eighth grade graduation.
Yeah, he reappeared several times and spoke to the students. And the students, though, asked not to be named, reached by phone. He said he had no comment. So that was kind of nice. And also, there was a wedding there on Saturday. And he apparently made a brief appearance. He said it was no more than 3 to 4 minutes, but he had been eating upstairs. And he went downstairs and said, "Hey, where are they? Where are they?" And he was led to where they were. The bride and the groom came out from the reception. I don't believe he actually went into the actual reception. The bride and groom came out, saw President Trump, got their pictures taken with him. A bunch of other people said, "Hey, the president's here," and went out and got their picture taken with him. And he told the groom, "You have a lovely bride." Which I thought was really nice.
He's a good host, although I can definitely see the press being very angry at him financially benefiting from and schmoozing with this couple.
Wait.
Just raining on their wedding day on his ability to have a help them have a good one.
He has to be involved in everything. He's such an ego. And Melania Trump and Barron have now officially moved into the White House 4.5 months after the president was sworn into office. This seems to be a big thing for the left. This has been a big bee in their bonnet.
Big moment. 6:49 now on WMAL.
Hey, this is Larry O'Connor, and I met Dirk over at EMP 180. We have something in common. We both met our empowered weight, thanks to them, and we're talking about our experiences. I like to research everything. I read all the stuff, and it all makes scientific sense, why it works.
And our very first appointment, that was sort of getting them to pass, getting us to accept the program, how your body works, the chemical dependencies and so forth. That's actually what sold me on the program. And it's data heavy, as you know. Every week, you get a whole string of data about your body.
Yeah, even, I don't know about you, but there were a couple of weeks where I would gain a pound or two, but it turned out I was gaining muscle. Lost fat. Yeah. I was actually in better shape.
Exactly.
But if you don't have that kind of support, if you don't have that analysis, you just check a bathroom scale. It's like, oh, man, I've gained weight. This is terrible.
No, exactly. That's why it works.
Straight from us to you, it absolutely works. EMP 180 Weight Loss. That's EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call them 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
At Kaiser Permanente, we're always looking into the future. But we're not using a crystal ball. We're using science and technology. Take heart disease. It's the leading cause of death in this country because only half of us manage our blood pressure correctly. So we made it a focus. Now more than 86% of our members have their blood pressure under control. We may not be able to tell you your fortune, but we'll happily work on improving your future. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owner's insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's quality education.
UMUC's need and merit-based scholarships can help you afford your degree. Talk to a UMUC advisor to explore the more than 100 scholarships UMUC offers, including the new summer term scholarship. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Tired of sitting in Northern Virginia traffic? Our traffic is among the worst in the country. Ed Gillespie? He calls for more toll roads and ignores Metro and VRE. Gillespie's toll roads aren't the answer. Why pay for new roads twice? Only one candidate for governor has a plan to reduce traffic congestion, fix Metro, and improve VRE. Republican State Senator Frank Wagner.
Hi, I'm Frank Wagner. I'm a Naval Academy graduate and a successful businessman. I'm the only Republican veteran running for governor. I grew up in Northern Virginia. For the last 4 years, I've carried legislation to provide Northern Virginia with more funding for transportation. As your governor, there's no question what my priority will be. New funding for highways, metro, and VRE. I'm Frank Wagner, candidate for governor, and I approve this message. I would appreciate your vote in the Republican primary on June 13th.
Because being a veteran, a successful business owner, and an accomplished state senator, you know, someone with actual experience, really matters. On June 13th, vote Republican Frank Wagner for governor.
6:53 now, time to check in on how your money's doing. Let's see what's up with the CNBC News Desk.
Yeah, good morning. Stock futures are lower, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street this morning. Markets in Europe and Asia are also lower. Crude oil is at a one-month low, but trading a touch higher right now. Average prices at the pump for you were down slightly last week. Wall Street could start the week in the red after the so-called tech wreck last Friday when tech stocks sold off. We'll see what happens. Investors are watching the Federal Reserve Board, which meets tomorrow on interest rates. You'll know Wednesday afternoon whether your adjustable rate mortgage payments are going up or your credit cards if you carry a balance. General Electric CEO Jeffrey Immelt is stepping down. The new CEO is John Flannery, who currently runs the healthcare unit there. The famous Lunch with Warren Buffett auction closed over the weekend. It went for $2.7 million on eBay. Last year it was higher, closer to $3.5 million. The money goes to a charity that helps the homeless in San Francisco. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I have failed at very few things.
And I'm afraid.
Marcus Lemonis.
I didn't come here to give you a rose. I came here to give you a reality check. You guys are essentially out of business right now.
The Turnaround King is back.
You're a powerful man, and that is not an easy thing to work with.
I think you're going to be surprised. The risk is high, but if it works, the payoff is huge.
I want to thank y'all because my life is riding on this.
Thank you so much.
Let's go to work.
The Prophet, all new Tuesdays at 10, CNBC. Get yours.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
6:55 now, traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, on the Beltway, you're enjoying the Monday morning commute. Just a little bit of volume past the Little River Turnpike. Good in through Tyson's. Brief delay at the Legion Bridge. We'll take that anytime. For 66, the volume with us through Manassas into Centerville and Fair Oaks, but lanes have been open. Now, let's get you into town. DC 295, the struggle is to get past the broken down southbound at Benning Road. Crews were waiting on a tow truck here at last check, southbound 295 at Benning, blocking the right lane. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This morning, a few clouds, hot. This afternoon, hot 93, plenty of sunshine. Records 95, we'll make a run at it. Air quality alert in effect. Tonight, mainly clear, 74. On Tuesday, late day shower thunderstorm threat. It's still hot, up to 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL. You know, Mary, usually when you're traveling in the summer, you're assessing, you know, how much is it going to cost me to either fly there or take a car? Well, right now, if you take a car, things are a lot cheaper than they have been in a long time. Turns out that the average gas price nationwide is the cheapest it's been at this point in the year since 2005.
That's
which
great.
Is awesome. I love cheap gas. I went to the pump the other day, filled up, and I was like, whoa, that's pretty good. The national average for gasoline, now $2.35. As of this past Friday.
That's fantastic. Everybody loves cheap gas because it's a universal. It's something, whether you're rich or poor, everybody at some point buys. Unless you don't have a car. But if you're a car owner, pretty much everyone, and that is the great equalizer, right? Whether it is a limousine or it's your little junker, right, that's filling up. Everybody's paying the same price. So it's the great equalizer.
Well,
I love it.
The upside to this is as gas prices go down, SUVs and trucks go up in terms of purchases, which is great in America. Thank you for doing that. Big, nice big cars on the road. I love it. I got to fill up this morning, so I'm very keen on having low gas prices for as long as possible. It is funny, though, that we now consider $2.35 to be low, considering that just a decade ago or so, we were like, oh, 99 cents. What a deal.
It's the frog in the pot of boiling water, right? Is it the crude oil prices plummeted by more than 5% last Wednesday, one day, and they are near a one-year low at less than $46 a barrel. And this all happened because the Energy Department reported that domestic inventories of both crude oil and gasoline had surged the week before, despite a lot of driving. Memorial Day weekend, a lot of people drive, so this is good going into the 4th of July weekend, which is less than a month away. It's only, what, 3 weeks away. So a lot of people will probably be driving for 4th of July. I know I will be, because everyone loves to go to weddings on the 4th of July weekend, because that's fun. So that's what I'll be doing, and it's going to require a lot of driving. So it's great. It's fantastic. And people, we drive a lot as a nation in the summer.
Yeah, and cars are obviously only getting more efficient, even big ones. I mean, you're getting, you know, it's not uncommon for a lot of cars to get 17, 20 miles a gallon. If you have a hybrid,
I just bought one.
A lot more. What kind of car did you get?
I got a Honda.
Yeah, and you like
Honda
your hybrid?
Honda Hybrid Touring. Love it. Love
what
it.
Kind of mileage are you getting on that?
Depending. If I sit in a lot of traffic, at one point, sitting in traffic around here, yay, I was looking because it tells you exactly, so you know.
Right.
59.1 miles to the gallon.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. But my average driving will be between 40 and 45 miles to the gallon. It's amazing. I fill up 10 gallons. Take 10 gallons when I fill up because it never gets all the way down. And it'll tell me that my range is almost 675 miles.
The key now is, like, everything's become so much smarter, too, all of these cars. And they're making drivers dumber, even, I think.
No, it makes you smarter because I'm so competitive. So I see, like, what my last trip, my mileage was last trip and what it is this trip.
And it'll give you a GPS to tell you where to get to the gas station. It's 6:59 now in WML, which means we're going to tell you about what's coming up on WMAL on Mornings on the Mall. Mary, what do we got for them?
Well, there seems to be some end-of-the-year hijinks with children and class photos and those who support Trump. I wonder what those hijinks could possibly be.
What could the hijinks be? And meanwhile, Joe DeGeneva, always here to bring some hijinks. Joe will tell us all about the legal weekend in review and his good friend James Comey. That's